The Resident Associate Society of the American College of Surgeons podcast series, episode 10, titled Letters of Recommendations. Welcome, everyone. Congratulations on all your accomplishments thus far in completing your first few years of medical school. Thank you for taking the time and interest in listening to this podcast, and I hope you find this information helpful and useful for your future endeavors. To start off the podcast, I will introduce myself. My name is Heidi Hahn, and I'm currently the chair of the RAS ACS Membership Committee. I am a general surgery resident, PGY5, at the St. Luke's University Health Network in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I will be starting my plastic surgery fellowship in July of 2018 at MASH at the University of Nebraska. Here is a brief overview of the following topics we'll cover in this podcast, which includes important details to pay attention to, choosing your letter writers, and the proper etiquette for asking for a letter of recommendation. So here we go. Letters of recommendations make up a large part of your application and is an essential component to your residency application. Why, you ask? Because it provides qualitative data about you and how others in your professional environment view you as a person and eventually a practicing physician. Unlike your USMLE scores and transcripts that give program directors numbers, it can give the programs that you apply to some depth about you as an individual that can really make you stand out amongst the hundreds and thousands of applicants. Some general rules to follow. 1. Read the instructions carefully, because programs will differ in their requested letters. Generally, 3 letters of recommendations are requested, but review the specific requirements for each program you apply to. Some programs you apply to will request for letters from faculty in the same specialty. Other programs will request for a letter from a particular department, rotation, or even individual, such as a chairman or a program director. You can ask for as many letters as you would like, and then you can choose which 3 or 4 letters you want to send to a particular program. When I applied for general surgery, I'd asked for 4 letters of recommendations from general surgery faculty members only, which included a chairman and a program director. When I applied for plastic surgery fellowship, I asked for a letter from my general surgery chairman, my general surgery program director, and 1 plastic surgery faculty member. Now, some people always ask if you should send an additional letter. Generally, it is advised not to submit more letters than what is asked of you, but if you finished a rotation and feel very strongly about sending another letter and believe that this letter will only enhance your application, then have a discussion with your advisor. It is a judgment call in the end. 2. Do not procrastinate. Request for letters at the end of your rotation. Do not wait until the summer months before fourth year when you are planning to apply. It will be fresh in the minds of your letter writers, and you can get a good sense and a review of your performance on your clerkship. Plus, your letter will be done early, and your application will be ready to go when the ERAS submission date opens. 3. Choose your letter writers wisely. This is extremely important. You need to find someone who knows you and your performance well and can write a very positive, well-thought-out, and detailed letter for you. You want someone who can really help distinguish you from all the other applicants by being able to recount personalized details about you as an individual. You also need to find someone who is genuinely committed to your career. You need to find someone who cares, will go the extra mile, and spend the time and energy necessary to write your letters. Not every person will be a good letter writer nor have the time to do so. Don't forget you have seniors. Your fourth-year medical students all had to go through this, and their experiences are invaluable. Ask them about their experiences with their letter writers. They'd be able to tell you who they thought were good letter writers for them. And don't forget to discuss your letter writers with your residency advisor or dean of student affairs, as they can also be a good guide and source of information to steer you towards appropriate letter writers. 4. Ask for your letters in person. When you ask for a letter of recommendation, don't just ask for any letter. You need to ask for a strong letter. Also, of course, ask politely and always give your letter writer the option to opt out of writing the letter, as some individuals just may not have the time or do they feel like they can write you a strong letter. When you ask in person, it also allows you to gauge their interest in writing your letter. Always help them out by providing any relevant information you have, such as a CV, personal statement, transcript, clerkship evaluation, reasons for applying, and most importantly, a way to reach you and when the deadline is. And finally, waive your right to review the letter. Residency programs consider confidential letters to have greater credibility. One more thing, don't forget to thank your letter writers. Send them a thank you email, card, or anything to show your appreciation. Good luck on your application. If you have any additional questions, please do not hesitate to contact us at rasnews@facs.org.